Hello. Do you want to try this one instead?
Welcome, church. Let's see if I can do this. Good morning. Wow, friends, after a full week of living faithfully out in the world, it is good to gather together as a family of faith to renew, to connect, and to learn and grow. We are so excited to welcome Kathy Myers this morning. She is leading us musically from the piano and the organ, and we are grateful. It's also wonderful to see Claire Wayman here, who's visiting, and we are thankful to get to hear her on the flute a little later in the service. Claire, it is always good to have you here. And I hope that both of you feel the warm welcome of this community. In fact, I hope that each and every one of you feel the warm welcome of this community, and that you will take a moment to let us know that you are here and worshiping with us. You can fill out a pad on the pew, or follow the QR code in your bulletin, or click on the link in the chat to let us know. Part of how we support and care for one another in this community is to pray for one another. And so if you have something that we can hold in prayer alongside you, you are invited to fill out one of the prayer cards in your pew or to type that prayer request into the chat. We collect those requests at the children's time. If you're joining us over Zoom, please be aware that the lyrics to the hymns and the words for the responsive reading will not appear on your screen this week. You still have time to print or bring up the bulletin if that would help you follow along. The Church of the Brethren Annual Conference is this week in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ben and I are traveling later this afternoon. Marty will also be headed out to direct the choir along with Donna and Lauren, who are already headed that way. Randy, our delegate Jim. David and Becca will also be there for part of the conference as part of their work for the college. And we will have a time of blessing for all of those folks headed out later in the service. But just now, I want you to note that 3/4 of the church staff will be gone this week.
Oh, we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, we hope you have a blast. But if you do end up with a pastoral need, there are deacons on call, and there is a list of those deacons in your Friday flash. You will also find in your flash a link to the annual conference worship services that you can join virtually. Perhaps you want to see Marty direct the choir. Guess what? You can. Worship begins at 6:45 on 2 p.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then it will begin at 8:45 a.m. on Saturday. We finish up our series on the Book of Daniel today, the series we have called Beyond the Lion's Den. Our reading today is a very disturbing dream. But even in the fear and chaos that can surround us, the invitation remains for people then and for people now to remember that God's faithful love endures forever. May you draw near to that faithful presence as you allow the music of the prelude to center you into this time and space. Please rise as you are able and join with me in our call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's steadfast mercy and love endure forever. Let the children of Sarah and Abraham say, God's steadfast mercy and love endure forever. When we are in distress, when we are afraid, when we are worn down, God's steadfast mercy and love endure forever. This is the day the Lord has made, this very day, with all its potential and possibility. Let us rejoice, be glad, and give thanks to the Lord. For in all things and through all things, God's steadfast mercy and love endure forever. Our scripture reading this morning from Daniel 7 is a dreamscape, and it would be easy to get caught up in and then lost in the details of how many horns or how many beasts or how many eyes you are hearing about. So instead, I want to invite you to sit back and embrace the ethereal and non-concrete reality of a dream. Simply allow the scripture to wash over you as I read. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, and visions passed through his mind as he was lying in bed. He wrote down the substance of his dream. Daniel said, "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the others, came up out of the sea. The first was like a lion, and it had the wings of an eagle. I watched until its wings were torn off and it was lifted from the ground so that it stood on 2 feet like a human being, and the mind of a human was given to it. And then there before me was a second beast which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides and it had 3 ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And it was told to get up and eat your fill of flesh. After that, I looked, and there before me was another beast, one that looked like a leopard. And on its back, it had 4 wings, like those of a bird. The beast had 4 heads, and it was given authority to rule. After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a 4th beast, terrifying and frightening and very, very powerful. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It was different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns. And while I was thinking about those horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them, and the 3 first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a human being and a mouth that spoke boastfully. And as I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch because of the boastful words that the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beasts had been stripped of their authority, but they were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. And I, Daniel, was troubled in spirit. And the visions that passed through my mind, they disturbed me. I approached one of those standing there and asked him the meaning of all of this. So he told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The 4 great beasts are 4 kings that will rise from the earth, but the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. But then I wanted to know the meaning of the 4th beast. Which was different from all the other and was the most terrifying, with its iron teeth and its bronze claws, the beast that crushed and devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the other horn that came up before which 3 of them fell, the horn that looked more imposing than the others and that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastfully. As I watched, this horn was waging war against the holy people and defeating them until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. And the time came when they possessed the kingdom. He gave me this explanation. The 4th beast is a 4th kingdom that will appear on the earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. The 10 horns are 10 kings who will come from this kingdom. After them, another king will arise, different from the earlier ones. He will subdue 3 kings. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hands. For a time, times, and half a time. But the court will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. This is the end of the matter. But I, Daniel, was deeply troubled by my thoughts, and my face turned pale. But I kept the matter to myself.
Time for the younger among us to join me up front for our children's story. If you've got a prayer card, hold it high and one of the kids can pick it up and bring it on their way. You guys are here. I want to show you something. Come up here. Look, but don't touch. Look, but don't touch. Come on. All right. Check this out. This is what we call the worship center. Miss Darlene and her team put it together every week. Sometimes it's decorated just nice with flowers and such, you know, and candles. And sometimes there are pictures or other things up here that give us clues to what our Bible story is about. What do you see up here?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah. Dinosaurs, dragons. Yeah. That's right. You have those ones too? Oh, they are great. They are great. It is. It's a pig that's been, like, I don't know, sacrificed on the altar or something. Who knows?
That's a shovel.
I know.
That's
it's.
A shovel.
This is crazy. Yeah. Here, let's head back and sit down for a second. I'm going to bring this one with me. I like him. Well, I said no touching for you. You know how this works.
What?
All right. Yeah, this is a two-headed dragon. We're gonna keep him here. I have a confession to make. There's something you should know. Our story this morning is about monsters, but there's something you should know. I can't watch scary movies. Some people like them, but I can't do it. They give me nightmares.
Me too.
You too?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Bro,
some of my friends. Some of my friends. So you guys know this experience. I remember when I was growing up, some of my friends would say, let's watch a scary movie. And because, you know, they were my friends and there was some peer pressure, I said, okay. And I didn't. I had nightmares for like weeks. So now when they say it, I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. But, oh, man. They make me jump, and then I have nightmares for weeks.
When you just look, and then it pops up, and then I'm like,
meh. Oh, I know, right?
You, sir, do not check what the movie is made
in. You hush up then.
I've been nightmare for like 5 years.
So you guys know this experience. Our story today that Pastor Cindy read for us was full of monsters. In the story, Daniel is dreaming and he sees four monsters, great beasts that come up out of the ocean depths. One, he said, is like an eagle, and another like a giant bear with bones in its mouth. And then there's a leopard monster, and the last one is the biggest and the fiercest of them all, with iron teeth and claws that trample things. here's the thing. At the end of the dream, God is revealed. In the dream, Daniel calls God the Ancient of Days. His clothing was white as snow. His hair, the hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. And the Ancient of Days puts an end to the beasts.
He throws the last one into the fire.
Yeah, you were listening to that. It's exciting stuff, right? Here's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like it. Well, you know, sometimes we grown-ups remember being kids and we remember it like it was all easy and fun. But then when I think about it, I remember that sometimes growing up can be really hard. I remember. Sometimes it feels like you don't have any freedom to do what you want to do. Sometimes
it...
I know.
I'm
describing your life. Sometimes it feels like you've been sick or had surgery after surgery, and there are more and more doctor's appointments. Sometimes for some of you or for some people you know, other kids pick on them, and it feels like they'll never. Yeah, Titus, your cousin was bronchitis. Yeah, you've been sick. Sometimes there are kids that, and maybe you've experienced this, where other kids pick on them at school, and they pick on them, and it feels like it'll never stop. Maybe some of you or some of your friends have things in your lives that are even harder, even sadder, even scarier.
I have a friend, her name's Abaya. She had cancer, and she lost all of her hair.
Yeah. I think one of the things this Bible story is saying is a reminder that it will get better. It'll get better. Someday it gets better. So hang on. It's a reminder when stuff is scary and terrible and you start to think that it will never get better, don't give up. Keep on going, one day at a time. The Ancient of Days is coming. You are not alone. You've got all of us here on your side too. It will get better. It will get better. Would you pray with me? You can repeat after me. Dear God, give us the courage to hang on.
Give us the courage to hang on.
And to help others find that courage too.
Every year, the Church of the Brethren gathers for annual conference in order to unite, strengthen, and equip the church to follow Jesus. It's like a family homecoming in many ways, seeing old friends from far away, meeting and making new ones. And just like family, it brings its own share of difference and diversity and even division, hurt, and pain. I suspect that any of us who choose to keep investing in the larger body of the church can find the negative impacts if that's what we're looking for. But I'm praying that most of us will go looking for connection and growth and hope and inspiration, and that in looking for those things, we will find them. This year, the theme for the conference is Living God's Love. Moderator Tim McAwee writes of the theme that in the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul tells us to be imitators of God as beloved children and to live in love. The Trappist monk Thomas Merton shared a similar observation when he wrote, "To say that I am made in the image of God is to say that love is the reason for my existence. for God is love. Love is the reason for our existence. We are called to live in love. Now, Stone Church has long chosen not just to invest in the wider church body, but to say yes to leadership roles within it. And we are sending a talented group this year. Marty, as I said, will be leading the conference choir. Donna serves on the board for Ader Financial. Lauren finishes his commitment to the standing committee this year. Randy serves as a district executive. Bob serves on the Pastoral Compensation and Benefits Committee. Ben is the treasurer of the Ministers Association. Jim will serve as our delegate. David and Becca will represent Juniata College. I believe Brooke is going in order to nurture relationships and learn. And our children, Everett, Ezra, and Cyrus, will experience learning activities, making new friends. They even get to go to the Underground Railroad Museum. Now, I hope I didn't miss anyone who's going to conference, but whether I called your name or not, if you are going to annual conference this year, I'd like to invite you to come forward and gather here on the chancel with me for a time of blessing. As they are making their way forward, if any of you who are in the sanctuary wish to lay hands on this group, you are also invited to come forward. You may also simply stay in your seat and reach a hand out in blessing. I'm going to ask all of you, since I don't have a hand to put on you, I'm going to ask you to lay hands on each other, please. Let's pray together. God, who is love and who continues to show us how to love, send us to annual conference in love. May we see the best in those around us during business, when we disagree, in insight sessions, and as we worship. May this time build each of us and all of us up so that we may serve even more. Bless these leaders from our Stone Church community gathered here and the ones who are already on their way. Bless them with open hearts and minds, with a will to connect and to grow. Give each one strength and hope. Bless the leaders at conference, the moderator, the leadership team, standing committee, the agencies, program and arrangements, the AV team, the many volunteers and staff who work so hard to bring something meaningful for the sake of your kingdom. May we all live and move and breathe more fully in your love, O God. Amen. Thank you.